For more than a decade, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been tracking whales by recording them. But there are challenges like the sheer volume of data. They have to sift through years of audio, literally years.
So far, we've collected over 170,000 hours of data. Now, to put that into real terms, if you were to sit and listen straight, not sleeping, not eating, taking no breaks, it would take you 19 years to listen to all of that data.
That's Ann Allen. She's a research oceanographer with NOAA's Cetacean Research Program. Her job is to basically find out the health and status of whales and dolphins around the U.S. Pacific Islands and across the Pacific Ocean. Part of her job is to work with all that data. When Anne first started working at NOAA, she told her dad about the hundreds of terabytes of data she had to analyze.
His response was, well, why don't you just get those Google or Shazam people to do it? They learn or can identify human song. I bet they could do it with whale song. And I was a bit taken aback at that. I was like, but that's not, but we don't do it, huh? So I went out and looked into whether or not these Google people would be interested in our data, and they were actually really enthusiastic. They have a lot of machine learning and artificial intelligence techniques that they developed for their commercial purposes that they were really excited about putting to use on our scientific data set.
And sent Google hard drives full of humpback whale songs. Humpbacks are difficult to identify because, unlike other whale species, their songs, or the way they communicate, change. So instead of clicks or grunts, you'll get something like this. So Google, with the help of Anne, used artificial intelligence to recognize and identify various sounds, speeding up the process of analyzing all that audio.
Machine learning is different than normal programming in that instead of teaching the computer step-by-step how to do a task, it's actually learning like a human would. So by giving it examples of humpback whale calls, it starts to recognize what's humpback whale and what's ship or other noise and starts to pick those out from the data.
Now, this is still a pilot project, but Anne says it's showing promise.
This would actually be pretty revolutionary for our field, and it would make it much easier for us to address a lot of questions that have been pressing in the last few years, especially towards conservation. I know that Google is very interested in whether or not it can be applied to reducing ship strikes for whales.
While AI may sound to some like the early stages of computers taking over the world, Anne is not among them.
I definitely don't worry about the machines taking over our whale data. It's actually going to really help me do my job and get back to doing what I'm good at rather than trying to learn how to program myself.
From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.